Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm very excited about our good buddy Tom Asecker being back with us. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're coming up. Actually, we've already had our 10th anniversary with Tom. He's been with us more than 10 years. He's one of the top experts on the planet on branding. And especially the way branding, not the thing that's on your sign, but the way people feel about you. He's written many books on the topic, including branding, A Clear Eye for Branding, I should say. That's one of his books. And his new book is called Opportunity Screams. And he's our good friend, Tom Asecker. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Morning.
It's good to have you back.
Great to be back.
I can tell you're excited, yeah. Hey, Tom. One of the things I was talking about before you came on the air was this idea of saving customers' time. And I said, regardless of all the other things that you do for your customers, that you think you do for your customers, one of the things to realize that customers want is they want you to save them time. More and more people are valuing their time more than they are their money. And what do you think about the idea of trying to get inside the head of customers and not just thinking about too many of us are still thinking about products and service and not about what's inside the head of the customer. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a critical distinction to make today, because the marketplace is, at least the small business marketplace in America, right, North America, it's overwhelmed with options.
Mm-hmm.
So unless your particular offering, whatever it happens to be, is feeding some type of particular hunger that your audience has, they're going to ignore it. It won't exist to them. So, the idea behind a brand fulfilling needs, it's just not what it's about anymore, because our needs are pretty much fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, we need a place to live. We need heat and hot water. We need shoes on our feet. We need to eat. You know, we need love.
Yep.
We need all these things. But we hunger for things that are not being satisfied in the marketplace. And that's where you have to focus in order to succeed today.
Well, one of the things that I've talked about over the years is to help get people to the point you're talking about is to not ask them what they need, because they can get what they need. That's a commodity, as you said, but ask them what they want, because what people want is a little bit more, isn't it?
Oh, listen, the part of the problem with people that jump into a business is they think that they know what people want, right? I mean, it's like this, the joke about the salesperson who went to Africa to open up a new shoe market, and 2 days after he arrived, she called the office and said, the prospects in Africa are unlimited. Nobody wears shoes here. So you make this assumption. Oh, okay, I know this is what people should have.
Mm-hmm.
I can't begin to tell you the amount of entrepreneurs that I deal with that say to me, I've got an idea, and this is what it is. And I say, well, where'd the idea come from? Well, this is what I think people should do. This is what they need. And I said, that's terrific. Do they hunger for that?
Mm-hmm.
And then that puzzles them for a minute. They say, what do you mean? And I said, listen, people are busy. They're very busy. They're distracted. They're reluctant to change routine. They're reluctant to spend money. If it's not something they're hungering for, you're wasting your time and
mm-hmm.
energy right now, because it's not going to hit their radar screen.
And the high percentage play is not trying to convince them to be hungry for what you've got, but to find out what they're hungry for and go get that for them. What do you think?
That's it. Slide that right in front of them, and they'll eat it. But you don't want to go the other way around. And you see, this is not an interest. This concept sounds simple, I'm going to tell you, it's not simple. Look at the United States Postal Service, right? So here's an organization losing billions of dollars in revenue, and they just launched a new TV ad campaign. And what the ad campaign's telling us, one ad that I saw, it was called Hacked. And it's trying to remind people that snail mail is safer than virus-prone email. Okay, so I'm looking at this thing, and I'm saying, really? So people are sitting down at their computer sending emails, and they're saying to themselves, God, I wish somebody would figure out a way for me to send this via the snail mail so I wouldn't have to do these emails.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not sitting there thinking that. You have to give them what they're hungering for. Don't try to convince them that they should want something that you think they should want.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the issue.
Those examples are everywhere, Jim. They're
well, that's
everywhere.
Exactly right. And so many fortunes have been lost by people thinking that they and as my friend Peter Meyer says, you know, don't start with a problem. I mean, don't start with a solution and then go look for a problem. You've got to start with what customers are, as you said, are hungry for, what their pain is, or whatever. That you got to find out what customers want. You got to ask them. You got to do some research, and then give them that. So what you're saying in your mail example, don't find a better way to send snail mail. Find a better way to avoid the viruses in email, right?
Well, listen, I don't know. This is the thing. They have a huge infrastructure that they could use to help solve people's problems, that they can use to feed their hungers. But they need to understand what that is, and they need to go out and do that, as opposed to saying, oh, God, look, we're all set up to do this mail delivery thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to convince them that they should want this. That's like trying to convince people that they don't want to download books to their reader. They
right.
want to come to the bookstore.
Well, and this comes back to what I keep saying over and over again, and I've been saying for a long time, Tom. It's in the 21st century, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. You can't fall in love with how you do it.
Well, that's right. I mean, what you do is you innovate and create and employ people and go to work in the morning to bring happiness and meaning to people's lives. That's what you do.
Tom, give us
figure out how to twist around what you do, right? How you
right.
do that.
Give us your website, Tom, before we go to the break.
Well, aclear-eye.com.
Aclear-eye.com. That's where you find Tom and his books. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.